It was amazing news, but I wasn't experiencing yet. And I was like so moved. It was like such a hope was rising in my life. And my coaches invited me to come to church. I was like, are you kidding me? I will be in trouble if I go to church. And they will call me infidel and stone me, and I will be in trouble. And I said, but I really was desperate. He was continuing pursuing and saying, come to church. And I was so, it was my last hope. I was so desperate. And I knew if I'll go to hell, and I was like, it was just bursting hope. And I went to church, not saying anyone. I just told my family I'm going to training, but I didn't say I'm going to spiritual training. But anyways, I just say I'm going to training. And I didn't go to details. Anyways, when I went to church, I saw such a love atmosphere. The church was so persecuted and was really a manifestation of Holy Spirit was powerful. And I felt such a love of God was overwhelming. And like in the Bible said, when you truly love each other, you're truly my disciples. I was so moved by such a love. And then also, was such an overwhelming joy. Everyone was drunk in the spirit or weeping in the church. So like on the ground, I'm like, whoa, what's going on? But I was overwhelmed. I was like, I never experienced that. And especially in the world being so much depression and oppression and death, I was like, how come these people can rejoice? And I want that joy, but I can't have it. It's really contagious. I want it, but I can't have it. How can I get it? But anyways, in this all like questioning my mind, pastor, he made an altar call after sermon. And he invites to come receive Jesus. I said, no, thank you. I'm a Muslim. I'm like, I'm hiding. Like, no one can see. I was like all in a Muslim outfit now. Anyways, I was just hiding. No one will catch me. And, but what happens, I went with my friend. And, but the key invitation the pastor made, he said, Jesus is an answer. And if you have any needs, come and He's a living God. He answers prayers. And that brought me back to the prayer that I pondering in my heart when Jesus saved me from that shooting when I was waiting for food to get. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, I'm going to go and challenge this God, if he's real, with the biggest prayer request. And it was, I really want a peace in my country. And I was like, peace in Middle East. And this is the biggest. If he will bring peace in my country, I will believe he is a real God. And I went with this big challenge to find out if he's real God. If he answers, he's real God. And I went to receive prayer, but I was really hesitating. Church was about like 1,000 people, but like in the church was like big cross. And that was a symbol of Christianity and symbol of death. And I was really hesitating to go to receive prayer because Jesus was crucified on that cross. And I was thinking, death is following me everywhere. And I was so terrified. But I was like, I'm not looking, hesitating, but I went anyway to receive prayer. But what happened, pastor even touched me. Yeah, the Holy Spirit power touched me. I was on the ground. I was like, what's going on? Oh, it's such a heavy glory touched me. At the same cross that I was so terrified even to look and hesitate, I had the open vision of Jesus. And Jesus was completely crucified and he was bleeding and he was pierced, and he started talking to me and he said, my daughter, I died instead of you so that you will live and receive my love. Stop striving. And he said, receive my love. It's a gift. I took your shame and made you holy. I took your judgment. I took your sin. I paid the price. My blood is sufficient. And I grew up with the sacrifice of the lamb all my life. After Ramadan, after 70 days, we have Day of Atonement. And we bring the sacrifice of the lamb. And Jesus said, I'm the ultimate lamb of God. And my sacrifice is sufficient. And he said, just receive my love. And it's just a gift of grace. Just by believing and repenting and receiving my love, you become my child and you will be in heaven with me. Not because what you have done, but because what I have done. And I was so overwhelmed because the perfect love of God cast out all the fears. And I was set free. I was set free by the amazing love of God. And I was baptized by the Holy Spirit power. such a boldness came over me. And I didn't know how long I was on the ground. It was hours. But no one left when I was the last one, all sobbing and weeping on that cross. And that cross turned into a symbol of love. And do you know when you're in love, you can hold it. You want to tell all the world. And then I knew now where I'm going. I wasn't afraid of death anymore. I knew that if I'll go to heaven...